BOE 2023 in the back in session. All right, we're getting a little bit of a late start today. We have Lisa, I believe you're here for BOE 298, 300, and 302. Is that correct? We have a Lisa Chase Revocable Trust. We have a two of those. Yeah, Paul.
I believe so. I don't have the BOE memorized here.
That's fine.
Okay.
It looks like we got, but you said you had three properties.
They all touch each other.
Okay. Let's, if you'd like to come on up to the podium.
Right here?
Yeah, please.
Which number are we on?
We have 298, 300, and 302, it looks like. 302 is possibly just property or some small house. I'm not sure. The value is pretty low compared to the other ones.
So I have the if the 302 that you're referring to, I'm reading that as how do I find the parcel that you're talking about so that I can use the number you're using when you say 302?
Well, why don't you, do you have the address? Address, is that easier? There's one on Lakeshore Drive, it looks like. Well, let's see. There's two on Lakeshore, and then there's another one that says, I'm sorry, there are, that one's Lakeshore Drive, too.
They all touch. So I probably going by the price is the easiest thing for me. The one that's, that doesn't have a house on it, this year's value is at the $726.58.
What's the appraised value?
Sorry, the appraised value is
75,860. Is that the one you're
talking about? Oh, hang on. The new appraised value is 35,132.
No, that's not on our.
I'm not sure which one that, because I've got the smallest one I have is 75,860.
Okay.
Do you have a parcel number, what that ends in?
I'm sorry. I thought that you were going right here for your appraised value.
Okay.
You want me to look right here. So sure. The appraised value, I apologize, is set. You're saying that it's 75,860.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking at BOE 302, and you indicate that that's that doesn't have a home on it?
That's correct.
Okay. And
it's empty land in a floodplain.
So according to the parcel ID number, it is showing a residence on the beacon, unless it has a wrong parcel ID attached to it. That's ending in parcel ID -096.000.
96000, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me key it in again. According to this, that's one with a residence. Let me look at the map.
Which one is it? Is that the parcel?
It's the one that's kind of looks like it's got a big point on it.
Okay, this
yep.
This is a different one in my bundle.
Okay.
Okay, so the parcel ID.
So this is the one right here that we're talking about. It's the vacant land.
Okay.
That's the bigger piece.
Yeah, and that's gone up from, like, I don't know, negligible amount, $70 to
$727,
so I've taken
the $700 jump on
that. So that's 097 is the parcel, 097.000, which is BOE 300.
302, isn't it?
Mm-mm. No. I'm looking at the parcel IDs. They're flip-flopped.
Okay, well, 302 is valued at 75,860. 300 is valued at 119,640. Are there two parcels with a structure on it, or just one?
So there are. I'm here for three properties.
Right.
When the map was up, there were two houses. So, yes, I have two homes that I'm here to talk about and one empty vacant lot.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Right. Well, I mean, the smaller one has a home on it, if that's what the 75860 has a...
No, that is the that's an empty lot. Now, I'm sorry if there's something that is different here in the write up.
This parcel ID goes with that.
Okay. So they flipped the values.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then with respect to the home. The one with the home, that's BOE 298. Lisa, are you appealing value or classification on that? In other words, do you believe that it's the parcel that is valued at 443,030 that's not a true value, or are you disputing the classification?
I would be disputing value.
Can okay. I say something real quick?
Yeah.
All three of hers are all residential. There's no commercial in there.
Okay, these just are all residential?
All residential.
Okay. And so is this a floodplain issue? Is that what you're talking about? Okay, did you have a different value last year? Did we apply any kind of discount to that?
And I apologize, I'm going to talk in dollars because I don't have the appraised values. I didn't come last year because, you know, I was anxious about, I didn't know what the process was, and when my house jumped $300, I'm like, okay, well, a 10% increase, I can live with a 10% increase as long as this doesn't happen for a while. And then this year I jumped again from $3,300 to $4,245. That is a huge jump. Then on the little house next door, I went from $337 to $1,146. And then on an empty field, I went from $27 to $727. So by my reckoning, and I do all my own maintenance, I mow my own grass, I mean, there's not a lot left over. The purpose in purchasing a home is to be in a home and try to get it paid off and be in it for a long, long time and not trade around a whole lot. So I'm not looking to sell anything. I don't know about these values. I want to stay in my home, and with that kind of jump, like I said, last year when I jumped $300, I thought, well, I don't want to take on the anxiety of going and standing before a board or however this is done. I really didn't know how it's done. Apparently, I still don't because I'm probably not talking in the right language.
No, you're doing great. Don't worry about that. You're here for to ask about your values, and you have every right to. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out what's going on, too. And what I'm going to do is... I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I'm going to let the assessor talk as to what the basis of this increase is, et cetera, et cetera. What we do is try to make sure that your value is, that the assessor has an assessed value, is not above fair market value. And the percentage of jump some years has been significant for some people. We can't so much do that much about that as long as it's below the fair market value or at or below fair market value as the appraised value. But I want to find out what's going on here. So one of the questions I had on this, on the house itself, at least with the lot with the house, the appraised value they have at 443,030. Do you believe that appraised value is above market value for that house?
This is my primary home at 2085
Correct.
Lakeshore Drive. Yeah, I think that's high.
Okay. And you think that's high based on? In other words, do you have an appraisal or do you have anything around that's sold recently or anything like that that you're concerned about?
I can't say that I do.
Okay. And I, of course, don't know what you bought it for, but that's... You know, that's what we're asking is this at fair market value or, okay. And on the other properties, I assume it's kind of the same, you just feel like it's high.
Well, on the empty lot, jumping that up, I mean, it's a lot that I grow a few tomatoes on and
right.
some wildflowers.
Is it and is it zoned residential right now, all of it?
Could that be agriculture, or would that help me at all, or a donkey?
I think I don't know where you're. Where it sits compared to in the neighborhood or whatever, it's probably all residential. But I'm gonna ask her some questions here in a second. But as far as the property goes, you mentioned something about a floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when was it deemed to be in a floodplain, or was it from the time you bought it? Or
I have to carry flood insurance on my home. I mean, it's through the FEMA. It's not the highest rate of flood insurance, but I have to carry a flood insurance.
Okay.
My insurance won't cover it.
For the whole, all three, basically?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you go on the side there, Jennifer, and click floodplain, you can see. Do you see it down there?
So we've got at least part of your property in there.
Right.
Let's see, one.
One it doesn't touch. The other one with her house on it has just a little bit, and then some on the land.
Okay.
Where the cursor is her house that she lives in.
And I still have to carry it on. I mean, I have a policy through FEMA on that one.
On your house, too, you said?
Yeah, my insurance, I'm with USAA, and they won't cover my house. So I have to have, for flood, I have to have a separate flood policy.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let the assessor speak, and then we'll talk about it here. What's going on here with the increase?
Okay, so we reassessed all of Lakeshore Drive, and we changed land values going up and down both sides. When you saw an increase, it would have been 2 years ago for that 10%. Everyone in the county got that. That was an index increase.
Okay.
Everybody got it.
All right.
Everybody was disappointed, even me. Mm-hmm. On the land, we go on Lakeshore. Right now, we're at the first acre that somebody owns is at $3 a square foot. And everything after that, I believe, is 20 cents if they're on the lake side, because it's prime property. People are snatching that up and want that. And so we've got some sales in there that we're showing that to be at least that much. So, like I said, the total lot value, if you're looking at the plain lot, we have it, is it 75,860? So...
And that would be BOE 300.
They're backwards on the sheet.
The values are backwards on the sheet between 300 and 300.
Well, they are on the beacon as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they need to put the house on the other one. They must have switched it. But anyway, for the lot itself, though, for the size, that's right in line. Let's see here. So the one we have at 75,860 is showing a structure. They took a picture of a structure. I'll have to look at and see if they put it on the wrong parcel, but they're on hers. But again, the land value is $3 a square foot.
I think that's... What she's saying is there is no structure on that piece. I think they're flipped.
Yeah, I'll check with the guys. Let me see, 86. We just have to look at pictometry because that's a brand new picture. So 97 shouldn't, you're right, shouldn't have a structure on it. They need to move that over to 96.
Okay, are the values just flipped or do they have to be recalculated?
They'll need to be recalculated. Hang on. Alicia, if you can hear me, take a look at Lisa Chase, Lakeshore Drive. There's three of them, and it looks like the one that ends in 97 and 96, they've got the house sitting on the wrong parcel. Ask.
Okay, while she does that with respect.